Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We came across a story which was somewhat disturbing. A 200 rand drinking competition, a Limpopo man dies after consuming an entire bottle of Jägermeister. Now, the reason I was confused by the story is I didn't know if he won or lost. You know, I never really know. I'm not a drinking game person at all. But I never know who the winners and who the losers are when it comes to these drinking games. Adiele Marker-Diedrich is the regional coordinator at the South African Alcohol Policy Alliance. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and thanks for having us. I'm good, thanks. A little bit cold.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have to do this every morning.
We do. That's our policy. We start off cold and then we warm ourselves and everybody else up. That's what we try and do. So the whole concept of drinking games, and it's never something that I've really understood because I don't know who wins and loses, but they obviously are a fairly dangerous rite of passage in a way, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that what the story has highlighted is this issue of, do people understand what is a healthy amount of alcohol to drink?
Mm.
And that is particularly a problem in South Africa, because we have developed a binge drinking culture where people drink in excess to get intoxicated. They don't drink to be social. And what people don't know is that a can of beer, a glass of wine, it actually takes your blood alcohol content level to 0.02, which is actually internationally the benchmark for where they say you should you shouldn't be drinking and driving. So wow. It only takes one glass.
Wow. You see, I was always under the impression that you could have one glass safely, but apparently you're saying you can't really.
You can't. I mean, it only takes one glass to increase a woman's risk of breast cancer.
Wow.
And it's a conversation that we are not having. If you look at the actual ad, because after I read the story, I went into the ad, and it's a part of our challenges is that we have ads that promote alcohol as a cool, fantastic lifestyle.
Mm.
The ad says, you're called into the night. You're not bored. And there are images of people that looks like they're having a competition. It's a group of people that's taking a shot at the same time. And that's the tragedy of all of this, is that people, the cost of a 200 Jägermeister is just under 200 rand, and a cost of a 250 is over 200 rand. So this man lost his life for consuming amount of alcohol to the same value that the competition was. So what competition are we talking about?
Right.
Did he have to buy the alcohol himself, or was it provided? And it's a complex issue, because it also ties in with male egos. I'm not sure how you feel as a man, but generally males do want to prove themselves. And
yeah,
alcohol,
yeah,
unfortunately, has been promoted as one of the symbols. If you can hold your alcohol, you're a man.
So interesting that. And in fact, I had an experience. I was at some friends on Saturday for lunch. I'm over 50, and there was this peer pressure to get me to drink tequila, and I'm sorry to say that I failed, because I just didn't want to be that miserable guy who's not drinking tequila. So and I thought to myself, if I'm a reasonably tough guy in terms of I'm a difficult guy. I don't do what I don't want to do. And yet there I found myself doing exactly that. And I thought, well, if I can't resist it, if I find it difficult, imagine somebody who's less secure, who's younger.
Absolutely.
And who, you know, it's a real problem.
And that was just peer pressure. I mean, you're not even talking about being surrounded by media that constantly tells you that when you drink alcohol, you have arrived. When you drink alcohol, you are cool. When you drink alcohol, you're accepted. You're part of the group. What it doesn't say, it doesn't tell you about the dangers. It doesn't tell you about the harm. And it doesn't tell you that actually, you know what, only 30% of people in South Africa drink. So you're okay. You're actually okay if you don't drink. But that's not the message. And so the question we have, I mean, we've had in Albania where people died, children, 13, 12, 13-year-olds died. We've had shootouts at taverns. We've had competitions at taverns where people are dying. What does this mean for South Africa and the South African government? And how we better regulate the availability of alcohol, how we better regulate advertising of alcohol, so that children, young people, and older people, as you've just indicated, are not put under pressure to participate in a culture that they are actually not wanting to, that they are being pushed into. And so, yeah, and of course, the question is, how much is too much?
Yes,
well, people understand that concept.
We don't have a lot of time, but the one thing here, when somebody's saying, "Oh, come on," is how does it tie in with male ego? It comes down to personal responsibility. Male ego, toxic masculinity. It's always men's fault, right? Stop it, he says. Have you ever seen women go to town? I don't think that your point was that it's only men that are drinking, but I definitely think that the point is valid, that the male ego plays a role. I think it's naive to suggest it doesn't.
It does, and just to pick up on the issue of women, we are seeing complete the advertising or the alcohol industry trying to get more and more young women to drink. So it is being promoted as you are modern, you are not traditional, you have shed the issues of your mother's generation, that you are more equal if you drink. And I know of women who use alcohol as a way of demonstrating that they are just as tough as men. And so they consume copious amounts of alcohol. So it's not just, the person is completely right. Masculinity, toxic masculinity has been tied into it, but more and more, the advertising suggests that being a modern woman is tied to how you consume alcohol and what alcohol you consume and how much of it you consume.
Very, very interesting. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Definitely a conversation we should be continuing and having more of. Adela Marker-Diedrich, Regional Coordinator at the South African Alcohol Policy Alliance.